In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, God, for bringing me to this holy hour. Let me truly praise your name. Save me, O God, in your goodness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. O Father, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence we gladly own, and bring our hymns before your throne, to praise you for the living bread on which our lives are daily fed. O God, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need, where want and famine still abound, let your relieving love be found, and in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questing souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human minds have wrought, so that the barren deserts yield the bounty by your love revealed. The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light and my help, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple, for there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent, on a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, pour out your blessings on Bill. Remember the souls of our dear ones who are departed, and help us to be mindful of you, not of ourselves this moment, but of you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God, we thank you. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O God. O Lord, do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart is spoken. Seek his face. And we'll use our antiphon for this verse from Scripture that they also have for an alternative here. Some rose to present lies and false evidence against Jesus. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Some rose to present lies and false evidence against Jesus. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path, lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him. Hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Father, strengthen us and protect us in honor of your gifts of Christ to his church, to the Virgin Mary. Take care of all our needs. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Holy Spirit. Be within me, strengthen me, save me from my sins and from myself. How are we going to do this? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way, the primacy is his. A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Hear, therefore, kings, and understand. Learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse.
Can you take the dog?
Hearken, you who are in power over the multitude, and lord it over throngs of people, because authority was given you by the Lord, and sovereignty by the Most High. Who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsels? Because though you were ministers of his kingdom, You judged not rightly, and did not keep the law, nor walk according to the will of God. Terribly and swiftly shall he come against you, because judgment is stern for the exalted. For the lowly may be pardoned out of mercy, but the mighty shall be mightily put to the test. For the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness, because he himself made the great as well as the small, and he provides for all alike. But for those in power, a rigorous scrutiny impends. To you, therefore, O princes, are my words addressed, that you may learn wisdom and that you may not sin. For those who keep the holy precepts hallowed shall be found holy, and those learned in them shall have a ready response. Desire therefore my words, long for them, and you shall be instructed. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and frowned by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of men's desire. He who watches for it at dawn, her at dawn, shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of her is the perfection of prudence, and he who for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care. Because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways, and meets them with all solicitude. For the first step toward discipline is a very earnest desire for her. Then care for discipline is love of her. Love means keeping her laws. To observe her laws is the basis for incorruptibility. And incorruptibility makes one close to God. Thus the desire for wisdom leads up to a kingdom. If then you find pleasure in throne and scepter, you princes of the peoples, honor wisdom, that you may reign as kings forever. Now that what wisdom is and how she came to be, I shall relate, and I shall hide no secrets from you. But from the very beginning I shall search out and bring to light knowledge of her. Nor shall I diverge from the truth, neither shall I admit consuming jealousy to my company, because that can have no fellowship with wisdom. A great number of wise men is the safety of the world, and a prudent king the stability of his people. So take instruction from my words to your prophet. Responsory prayer. With pure intention I learned wisdom, and ungrudgingly I now share it, for wisdom is an unfailing treasure for all peoples. Wretched is the man who rejects wisdom. God loves only the man who lives with wisdom, for wisdom is an unfailing treasure for all peoples. Second reading from a letter to the Corinthians by St. Clement, Pope. Let us follow the way of truth. Let us put on unity of mind, thinking humble thoughts, exercising self-control, keeping ourselves far from all backbiting and slander, being righteous in deed, and not in word only. Scripture says, he who says much hears much in his own turn, or does the easy talker think that he is righteous? It is our duty, then, to be eager to do good, for everything is from God. He warns us, see, the Lord is coming, and the reward he brings is before him, for paying each according to his work. He urges us who believe in him with all our heart, not to be idle or careless in any good work. Our boasting and our confidence must rest on him. Let us be subject to his will. Let us look carefully at the whole host of his angels. They stand ready to and serve his will. Scripture says 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and 1,000,000 served him, and cried out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of armies. The whole creation is full of his glory. We too dutifully gather together in unity of mind, should cry out to him continuously as with one voice, so as to share in his great and glorious promises. It is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, man's heart has not conceived, what great things have been prepared for those who wait for him. Beloved, how blessed, how wonderful are God's gifts! Life with immortality, glory with righteousness, truth with confidence, self-control with holiness. All these are the gifts that fall within our understanding. What then are those gifts that are in store for those who wait for him? Only the most holy Creator and Father of the ages knows their greatness and their splendor. We should then strive with the greatest zeal to be found among the number of those who await him, so that we may share in the promised gifts. How will this be, beloved, if our mind is fixed on God through faith, if we are diligent in seeking what is pleasing and acceptable to him, if we fulfill what is according to his blameless will and follow the way of truth, casting away from ourselves all that is unholy? Responsory prayer. Lord, show me your ways. Teach me to walk in your path, in your footsteps. Guide me in your truth. You are the God of my salvation, and I wait for you all day long. Look at me, Lord, and have pity on me, for I am poor and alone. You are the God of my salvation, and I wait for you all day long. Here we go. Canticle of Mary. Oh, the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. In all that we do, let the name of the Lord be praised, for he surrounds his chosen people with boundless love. Let our prayer rise up to him. Lord, show us your love. Remember your church, Lord. Keep her from every evil and let her grow to the fullness of your love. Let the nations recognize you as the one true God, and Jesus, your Son, as the Messiah whom you sent. Grant prosperity to our neighbors. Give them life and happiness forever. Console those burdened with oppressive work and daily hardships. Preserve the dignity of workers. Open wide the doors of your compassion to those who have died today, and in your mercy receive them into your kingdom. I pray for all the intentions of the Mother of God's heart, and pray especially for Bill. For Bill, for the restoration and healing of his body and his mind and his subconscious. Pray for the restoration of our online opportunities to evangelize and reach people using social media, especially knowledge-sharing media. Pray for God's help in our world, in our church, to renew our parishes and make them vibrant centers of evangelization and discipleship. gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one. We pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, watch over us by day and by night. In the midst of life's countless changes, strengthen us with your never-changing love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Pray for our Holy Father, for his monthly intentions for this beautiful month, to be grown true fraternity and true ecumenical outreach to other religious traditions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence of equivalent graces, and soul in purgatory that God has chosen, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a good night.